The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Leave us a message on our 24-hour comment line, 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
You know, there's only one way to put this, Jen and Grant, is George Gascon. How many counts of accessory to murder does he have on him? He is accessory to murder. You could get him for harboring a criminal. All those laws that harbor criminals and accessory to murder. Every time somebody he lets out goes up and murders somebody, he's part of it. The blood is on his hands, too.
It's the Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinshield.
May 30th already, guys. I'm telling you, we're halfway through the year. We are almost halfway through the year. Holy smokes. All right, would you like to start with some local news here to LA County, or would you like to start with some Gavin Newsom news? Gentleman's choice.
Local news, please.
All right. So here we go. This is a story that we touched on last week about the juvenile hall facilities being shut down. State regulators found two LA County juvenile halls in Sylmar and in Lincoln Heights, air quotes, unsuitable. And so the probation department is now working on quickly moving 275 utes. And by the way, utes, by the definition of LA County, can be people up to like the age of 25, which is just a little ridiculous. They're trying to move them to a different facility in Downey, and they have less than 60 days to do it. The assistant chief probation officer, Margarita Perez, said during a presentation last week that consolidating these two facilities will help address staffing, access to treatment, and other issues. Now, whether or not that's the case, we don't know. We don't know if they're going to be able to get everybody into Downey. They have also said that a lot of these people could just be let out as they're transitioning them out of the facilities that they're currently in.
So they're just going to let them go.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos will descend upon Los Angeles. Oh, wait.
It's already here.
Chaos has already descended upon Los Angeles.
Sure has. Earlier in the month, an 18-year-old, Brian Diaz, who was being held in the facility, died of an apparent drug overdose in Sylmar. Now, I think you know me. You know I am a loving person. Would you say that? Would you say I'm a kind person?
Loving. Super kind. One of the most kind I've ever met.
If a guy is sneaking drugs in, you're not supposed to be doing drugs in juvenile hall.
No, you shouldn't be doing drugs anywhere, especially in juvie.
You shouldn't be doing drugs anywhere, period. But if you are in juvenile hall, I am pretty sure that they don't allow drugs in there. So if a dude who's 18 is making the decision to break the law once again and sneak drugs into his juvie facility and he overdoses, that doesn't mean you should let all the other convicted felons out of jail.
Right. What most people fail to understand is that most of the crime is driven by young, I'll call them young adult males, but young teen, upper teen males.
Yeah.
16 to 21.
And
most
they don't
of
look like kids.
And they certainly don't look like kids.
I mean, think about what we learned last week about that bus driver who was stabbed multiple times, who's fighting for his life in critical condition because a 17-year-old guy gets on the bus and stabs him. So that's a 17-year-old.
Yeah, where's the mom? Where's the dad?
Should that person be slapped on the wrist? Or should that person be let out of juvie? Or should that person be treated like an adult criminal because he's stabbing a bus driver?
But I think that is what's happening.
Of course. It's happening all over L.A.
Yeah.
855-785-8255. According to reports from the Board of State and Community Corrections, they found that these facilities continue to have non-compliant or regular searches. They don't have programming safety checks and other requirements. According to the report, some youths reported that they were not let out of their rooms at night and had to urinate in a receptacle.
Well, that would suck, wouldn't it?
So here's the thing. We can put a man on the moon. we can fly people to outer space on vacation. How in the world can we not, in these facilities, let a kid go urinate in the bathroom so that we can keep criminals in prison? Because now you got one kid peeing in a trash can and the whole place has to get shut down. Anybody?
No.
I mean, can't we just do the job right so that we can actually have law and order?
There is no common sense left in the world anymore, especially not in California. Certainly not in Los Angeles. Certainly not in San Francisco either. So now we're going to let these people out. I'm telling you, people are going to be harmed, if not killed, because of this.
Well, I look. So this may seem like a little issue right now, and we'll open it up. 855-785-8255. But I've lived here my whole life, which is 29 years. No, I'm just kidding. A little longer than that. I've lived here my whole life. And I can tell you that, Grant, look at I do my Trump. I can tell you.
Yeah.
I love Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was the second best president of my lifetime, right behind President Trump. And Ronald Reagan got shellacked by Democrats for only one really big thing that I can think of. And that is he made a deal with them to close down the mental institutions. Now, I know the mental institutions were horrific places. And this gets back to my argument. If we can't do better because we couldn't take care of the people in mental institutions because we turn them into scary, disgusting, horrific places.
They scare me.
Of course. But because they did, because we couldn't do the job. Look at what's roaming around the streets of LA today. What, 40 years later, 30 years later? You have zombies running the streets of Los Angeles. I'm not kidding when I say this. You guys have driven through LA County and you've seen these people who are like it's invasion of the body snatchers.
It's not just L.A. either. I don't know if you saw the story out of Minneapolis where a guy pushed someone into a train.
Yeah.
Did you see this? And literally, I think the guy was sawed in half by the train. He gets caught in between the platform and the train. It was disgusting video. The video is out there. You could see it.
Just last week, my mom was telling me about this.
Okay.
At breakfast of all places.
The guy's on video pushing the guy. The train's going by and he pushes him in between cars. He trips, he falls, and then boom, and then slice. So the guy who pushed him?
Yeah.
Who allegedly pushed him, was on video pushing him? Let out, no charges.
Why? It's just, I just accidentally bumped a guy and cut him in half.
How are you let out, no charges?
Grant, last week on a bus, another bus in LA County, someone came up behind a woman and bit her on the head and pulled her hair and her scalp off of her head. How is this allowed?
Maybe the guy thought it was an
hungry.
Apple.
I'm hungry.
He's just hungry.
I'm just saying, we can run mental facilities. We should be able to run juvenile halls. Do better, people, because when you don't, I think you're an inside job, and I think you want all of these things shut down because all you want is chaos.
We say take a bite out of crime. That was crime taking a bite out of you.
Thank you.
Wasn't it?
You know what? It's all fun and games until it's your head that gets bitten off.
You try to bite my head, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's a fight.
Yeah. Some homeless guy trying to bite my head. All, you know, I told you I was in Miami with my son, my 14-year-old, walking around Miami.
How are
Miami's
they doing?
A little better than LA. Like, yeah. It's really, you feel pretty good walking around. Not a lot of homeless. I mean, not a lot. But
surprising.
Every now and then you come across a real character. Oof. And boy, I told my son, you walk on this side of me, you look alive, your head's on a swivel all the time. These people, you don't know what they're going to do. Take a bite out of your head, maybe the least of your problems. Mm.
China, Russia, India, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, guess what they're doing? They are conducting international trade in their own local currencies. That threatens the dollar reserve status. Elon Musk and other top economists are predicting continued trouble in the banking sector, with more bank failures on the horizon. It's a grim picture. Biden, he's sending hundreds of billions of dollars abroad while depleting our strategic oil reserves and ignoring crumbling infrastructure. However, one of the most important reasons to own gold may be a threat to our privacy in the form of central bank digital currency. The big banks have already released plans for implementation of this. That could be the end of cash, the end of financial privacy, big government able to see your every purchase. Could there even be ties to social credit? Well, now you can own intrinsically valuable currency in the form of gold and silver. You can own gold privately in your own safe or in an IRA or retirement account. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, or better yet, visit them in person to find out more. Call them today, 805-601-6000. You can go and see them there in Thousand Oaks, or call 805-601-6000, or visit MidasGoldGroup.com. That's MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, as we continue, Gavin Newsom blaming Ron DeSantis for the shooting in Florida over the weekend. But a big fact check from us as we continue here on your Tuesday Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Can't a guy have fun anymore on this program?
No fun for you.
No fun for you.
It's The Morning Answer.
It sure is. We thank you for joining us, Tuesday edition. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just, you know, popping along here.
Popping along.
Now, our governor, the Gavinator, Gavin Newsom, he was fact-checked by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Well, actually a spokesperson for him. After he blamed the shooting that happened in Memorial Day, you might have seen it. Hollywood, Florida was the place. I think 8 or 9 people were injured. I don't think anybody died, which is the good news. But he said that the shooting in Florida was because DeSantis had not signed into effect any gun laws. 9 people, including minors, were hospitalized Monday after an altercation escalated into gunfire on the boardwalk, or the Broadwalk, I believe, or they spelled that wrong. Is it the Hollywood Beach? I'm going to say Boardwalk. I think they spelled it wrong.
Probably.
Don't you think?
I think it's probably Boardwalk.
Oh, it's a broad boardwalk. How about that? Police detained one person of interest in the shooting. Another person remains at large. And so,
was this,
of course,
in Hollywood, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
It was just down the road from where, up the road.
Just where you were.
Where I was.
Gavin Newsom reacted to reports of the shooting on social media, and he blamed gun violence on a bill DeSantis signed in April that eliminates the requirement for an individual to obtain a permit to carry a concealed firearm. He claimed the permitless carry bill DeSantis signed removes requirements for background checks, instruction, training, and oversight. Here's what his quote or his tweet said. DeSantis signed a permitless carry in April that removes requirements for background checks, instruction, training, and oversight. Until our leaders have the courage to stop bowing down to the NRA and enact common sense gun safety, this kind of senseless violence will continue.
So, you know what I'm curious? Mm-hmm. I thought the NRA was powerless now. I thought they had beaten the NRA, but now we're so powerful they're bowing down to us?
Bowing down, yeah.
So, look. The Second Amendment is very clear. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed means I don't need to take a class. I don't need to get approval to carry a firearm. I don't need to take lessons. I don't need you to give me a license. I don't need to pay a fee. Since when do you have to pay a fee to exercise a constitutional right? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna pay a fee to go out here and write an article and submit it. I'm gonna pay the government a fee. Come on.
That's a pass. That's a pass for me, dog.
So that's what constitutional carry is about, and I would offer this up. And whoever is making these ridiculous claims about DeSantis signing that bill is the fact that whoever was involved in the shooting, I will bet you they were most likely a prohibited possessor already.
Of course. This is what drives me insane. This weekend, I had a conversation, and... Well, first of all, let me not bury the lead here. So Ron DeSantis' staffer, Jeremy Redfern, writes back and says, "Hey, Gavin, how does a law that doesn't take effect until July 1st change the outcome?" So he fact-checked him by saying the law wasn't even in place yet. So how could it be that
great
law?
Point, right? I mean,
July 1st is when it starts. The law wasn't even in place. So there you go. That's the press secretary
Gavin
for DeSantis.
Respond?
No, of course not. They never do when they get called out or fact-checked. Now, part two of that, I had a conversation this weekend because LA is becoming more and more violent. We know this. The country is crazy. I believe it's because there's no law and order. People think they can get away with things because they can get away with things. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about this 2-year-old girl. I don't know if you heard the story who got a hold of her dad's gun and
she shot
her hand off or something. Ugh. Awful. That is on the gun owner. And so when I was having this conversation, they're like, well, there just needs to be insurance policies for gun owners. And I went, wait a second.
Insurance policies
First of all, how is an insurance policy going to bring back a little girl's left hand? It is simply not going to do that. May pay for a surgery. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But insurance policies would be only taken out.
Who was the idiot that
I don't
want
to tell you that, because if you call her an idiot, she might stop listening to the show.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. It's my mom.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that.
Tell her you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom. But listen.
This is not a well thought. Just say you're not an idiot. This is just not a well thought out plan.
It's not a well thought out plan, Mom. I'm
because
sorry.
What I said to her is only the dummies like me would actually spend the money on insurance, because I'm a legal and responsible gun owner. You can't tell me that someone who's walking onto a metro with a gun is going to have a flipping insurance policy. It's just not going to happen.
Guess what I do have, though?
What?
I have insurance that when I carry, that if I get involved in a fight and for some reason I get charged with a crime, the insurance covers my legal bills.
Oh, really? So they take you?
Yes. And so it's up to me to buy that insurance. I don't need the government telling me to buy insurance. It's up to me to buy that insurance. Now, as you said, Jen, no criminal is going to go out there and buy
insurance.
No,
only the dopey good guys like me will do it, right?
And then what's the insurance for? In case you accidentally shoot someone, do you know the chance of that happening is literally slim to zero?
And I can tell you,
accidental shootings related to the number of gun owners in America is statistically zero.
I don't plan on carrying out any crimes with it either, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm
there's
sure
that.
If you did, the insurance would be null and void.
Right, exactly.
No insurance is going to give you insurance for committing a crime. That's what they tried to claim. The NRA had a product like this for concealed handgun license holders, an insurance product. They called it murder insurance, the left said.
It was
clearly in the bylaws that if you were convicted of the crime and you were found to be wrongdoing, they wouldn't cover you if it was a crime.
That might be my favorite. Do you have murder insurance?
Murder insurance.
I can barely keep up on the insurance I have to have.
The insurance claim, just have gun owners buy insurance, is about, no offense. It's about as dumb as posting a sign outside the door, no guns allowed, and thinking that's going to keep everybody safe.
My mom's got one of those outside of her house.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. My mom, though, I'm going to say, you got to take her shooting someday, Grant, because she outshot all the members of the NRA that did our training. She's a really good shot.
Women are great shots.
Oh, not these eyes. I try hard, but I'm just telling you, that should be the warning sign on my door. Like, I'm armed.
She's going to be mad at me now that I said this. You set me up, though. You set me up.
I tried to keep her safe, but you know. My property says, I'm armed and I have terrible eyesight. Enter drone risk.
The problem with that
aiming
is,
for your lung, but you know.
I'm going to ask your mom very nicely.
Okay.
Where did she get the idea of insurance? She heard it on MSNBC. She's regurgitating talking points. Stop regurgitating talking points and critically think.
Now
please.
She hates you. Now
please.
You've made it worse.
As I made it worse?
That you just made it worse.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I love you. I do.
I love you.
I do.
All right. Let me tell you, when you are young, your immune system, it's strong. It defends you. But as you get older, stress, coffee, alcohol, fast food, what else? What other vices do you have? That makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you and it can win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. You're going to notice less joint discomfort, heartburn is no longer a problem, and you'll start to feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day, and our listeners are starting to call and tell us as well. We heard from a lovely listener who said she's on her second bottle of Balance 7 and loves the way it makes her feel. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Jennifer. 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy. Feel better with Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039, code word Jennifer, and tune in to Health Breakthroughs with Balance 7 every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., Sundays at 10 a.m., right here on AM 870, The Answer. 800-793-9039, code word Jennifer. As we continue, the Biden basement briefing is jam-packed. We will hear from Chairman Joe and find out the latest on the Hunter Biden laptop. That's a story that never quits. Your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
It's The Morning Answer.
No, I don't. I don't know the thing. Thanks for joining us Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And if you are new to the program, look at that. Almost on the button, 7:36. That brings us to the Biden Basement Briefing.
This is the daily Biden Basement Briefing.
Come on. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains.
Come on.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Come on, man.
Yes, they are. They're bad guys. All right. Well, let's start with a little foray into the weekend of Joe Biden.
Angela Reese, Angel, you named the most outstanding player.
I get your name right.
Angela Reese, Angel, you named the most outstanding player.
Now, Dan, the sportsman, this was a female team going to the White House. I'm putting you on the spot here. Which team was this?
The LSU Tigers and the women's college basketball.
The ones that they were going to invite the other team too, right?
Yeah, that didn't work out very well.
No, it did not. But also the name didn't work out, so there's that.
It's so typical of the left to want to give trophies to everybody.
That was Jill's idea. I mean, Dr. Jill's idea.
Yeah, that was that Dr. Jill? Is that who that was?
Dr. Jill decided that both teams should come.
She had another big staffer leave, apparently. But they're dropping like flies from her administration.
Right. From the doctor's administration.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a little more from Biden over the weekend talking about his athleticism.
We had some pretty good athletes. I wasn't a bad athlete. My brothers weren't, but all the real athletes in this family are women. You got it.
You laugh. Not a joke.
Not a joke, man.
Not a joke, man.
All the girls are the real athletes.
You laugh, not a joke, man. I'm sure that's how we finished it up.
Well, what I think he said is the girls are athletes and the boys are thieves. So, you know, it works out.
That is what he said.
One steals and the other runs. So it's perfect. Perfect. It's a perfect combo.
Winning LSU's first national championship basketball title. Angela Reese, Angel, you named the most outstanding player. It wasn't any reason. It didn't surprise me. Demand for tickets so high. You made it more expensive for people to come. The cost of tickets went up 10 times, and more than the men's games.
Oh, really? Were they?
I don't know. Check it out. Fact check it.
I doubt.
Probably their championship. Come on.
One game.
Oh, Dan knows the answer.
Now, I don't have info on this, but I will say the March Madness tournament took place in like an 80,000-seat football stadium, and the women's was in a basketball arena. So it may have been a supply and demand deal where they cost more, but that's because you're 19,000 as opposed to 85 or whatever.
I would not, as a guy who just went to see the Heat Celtics play in not a great stadium, by the way, in Miami, getting out of there, there's like no good way to get the people out of the stadium. It's very cramped in. Not designed well.
That doesn't sound good to me.
But we were in the section 3, right? So that's upper deck. First row, upper deck. It was actually a very decent seat. But I could not imagine being in a football stadium watching a basketball game. I mean, forget that. You can't even see them. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to see them from up there.
That's true.
Why are you laughing at me?
I just had to think that through. I was putting it in my mind's eye. I went, oh, yeah, he's right. It'll be pretty far up there.
Yeah, it'll be far up there. It would be hard. Now, and it's interesting because this little stadium where, you call it a stadium, an arena where Miami played, they really only have two levels. It goes a long one level, and then the two levels, just the suites, the little row of suites.
A little row.
And then, boom. Three.
That's where the dirty, dirty sweatsuits sit, up in the threes.
Yes.
Grant, were you wearing a dirty, dirty sweatsuit?
I was not wearing a dirty, dirty sweatsuit.
I was not.
No? You're looking pretty nice.
No, I was wearing white. I was wearing white pants since I was in Miami. I wore white
pants. Why would you wear white pants to a game? What if you sat in ketchup or something like that?
No, sat in ketchup. I was there watching the Miami Heat play. Everybody was dressed in white.
Okay. All right. That's usually not the what I would think, but okay. Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, talks about women's sports. She forgot to mention whether or not biological males playing female sports was a thing, but, you know, it's fine.
Every basket.
Oh, God. Remember when I do the old liberal white woman?
Every basket was.
Oh, that's her. It's Dr. Jill. Listen to her.
Every basket was.
Anybody else?
Was what? Yeah, keep going.
Every basket. Oh, my gosh.
Every basket was pure joy. And I kept thinking about how far women's sports have come.
Yeah.
I grew up before Title IX, and young women in my day just didn't have the same opportunities to play sports. I see a lot of head shaking.
Well, let me give you a little factoid here, sister. Your husband, because of his crazy, jerky policies, has just killed Title IX because they're not going to offer Title IX funding unless biological males are playing in female sports.
Right. What good does that do for
So how do you
sports?
Like that there, sister? You know how great Title IX is? You killed it.
You killed it. Oh, man. Oh, man. And you know what? I just love when people, I was sitting there thinking about, is that really what you were thinking about?
That's what I was thinking.
Back in the day, you were just thinking about how you were playing high school sports.
And, I was waxing poetic.
Yeah. Come on. These people are such panderers.
We should make a song. I'm a panderer.
That's panderer. What I was just thinking about.
I'm a pender. Okay.
There you go.
There's a new CNN poll that's out. And say most Americans, even some Democrats, are pessimistic about the prospect of President Biden serving a second term. 66% of Americans told CNN that Biden winning in 2024 would be a setback or a disaster for the country. Think about that. 66%.
A setback or a disaster.
A disaster. Among white Democrats who don't have
what they don't tell you is 65% said it would be a disaster. 1% said it would be a setback.
Yeah. Among white Democrats who don't have a college degree, which is part of the Democrat coalition, right? They like those. 1 in 6 said they would definitely would not support the president's reelection bid. 60% of Democrats and left-leaning independents have indicated that they will support Biden in a primary. We'll see how this all plays out. Of course, all he's running against right now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson. But the polling for the president is negative. There is room for someone to strip away some support for him.
He has negative polling.
Mm-hmm.
He's how many people support Joe Biden? Negative 62. He has negative polling numbers now. He's moved into.
Well, no, but he's not polling above 50%. That's negative.
I know.
And 66% of Americans saying that he'd be a disaster? Come on.
What does Joe Biden think?
Every basket was.
Pure joy.
Every basket was pure joy.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't pure joy.
I've been watching from my Chico's dressing room. It was so much fun. Every basket was pure joy.
It's funny she was watching from the dressing room.
Oh,
every basket.
They have TVs in the dressing rooms at Chico's?
I was watching on my cellular device, you smart aleck.
And do old ladies, old liberal ladies shop at Chico's?
Absolutely.
It is, huh?
Oh my gosh. And that's for the fancy older liberal lady.
Oh, I thought the fancy older liberals shop at Talbot's.
Oh, that's a good one too. Excellent. I kind of forget that. That's sort of out of my realm, but yes, Talbot's. All right. You've got to tell people about Midas Gold Group.
Oh yeah, I love them over there. So China, Russia, Brazil, India, they're all using their own currency now instead of US dollars to conduct business internationally. Not good news for us. There's big questions about, is this the war on cash, and is cash going to go away with this idea that the central bank's going to institute a digital currency now that's going to take away privacy, safety, security from the dollar, which means you might want to think about putting some money into precious metals, specifically gold. You see all of this now designed to hurt you. So is it the end of financial privacy? Can big government see your every purchase? Could there be ties to a social credit score like China? Of course, that's what this is all about. So now is the time to add private currency to your portfolio in the form of gold and silver. You can even own precious metals. And get this, an IRA. When investing in precious metals, use the America First company that will fight for your financial freedom. Of course, we're talking about our friends over at Midas Gold Group. So do what I did. Call Midas Gold at 805-601-6000. That's 805-601-6000. MidasGoldGroup.com. MidasGoldGroup.com.
As we continue and update the Dodgers, oh, they seem to be flip-flopping once again to try to save their fans. Details as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Heard on radios, smartphones, and home speakers everywhere. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And it seems the Dodgers are flip-flopping away, knowing that they have, well, stepped in it quite a bit. If you missed the story, the Los Angeles Dodgers, a couple of weeks ago, were announcing the people that would be honored during their Pride Night, coming up, I think, on June 16th. One of those groups was the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is kind of an anti-Catholic, anti-Christian group, and they were brought in to get a Community Hero Award. People freaked out. This was not just Republicans. These are fans of the Dodgers saying that this was inappropriate. Well, the Dodgers uninvited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and then they got backlash for doing that. The media locally was calling them cowards, all sorts of things. So they re-invite them, which has now infuriated the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. A lot of Catholics saying that this group is inappropriate, gyrating on crosses and wearing nuns' habits. This is not the behavior that you would think would be celebrated by the Los Angeles Dodgers, whose audience is probably a majority Hispanic and probably a majority Catholic and or Christian. Well, now, over the weekend, I mean, it's just so thin. I mean, it's just so thin, thinly veiled. The Dodgers announced that they're hosting a Christian Faith and Family Day in July. And they use Clayton Kershaw, who is a known Christian, right?
Yeah.
To say, oh, we've got this big day coming. I'm so excited about it. Well, guess what? When you actually looked at the website, it wasn't even on the website. So they added this thing at the last minute to try to make it look like, oh, we love Christians. We're having them come out in July. Now, Dan, our sportsman, you have put up your hand in the studio. You would like to talk about this?
Yeah, we have an update to this story. I was doing a little research, just Googling, because, you know, sometimes I do the social media and try to put some stories out. There's an article that came out yesterday from the LA Times where Clayton Kershaw basically is on record saying he disagreed with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being invited.
Yeah.
And this was his idea to bring it back and to expedite bringing back the Faith and Family Night.
A lot of folks I saw on social media, excuse me, we're calling for Clayton Kershaw to lead the fight because they know that he is very outward about his faith and his spirituality. And so I think probably the heat built up on Clayton and he had to do something. So he came out with this idea and the Dodgers ran with it. Is it enough, Dodger fans? 855-785-8255.
The sad part is the Dodgers didn't need to be in this position from the very start.
Totally.
One, a couple mistakes were made. One is they didn't do their research about who they were inviting. They probably just were told a list of people and just invited, oh, that's good. We'll pander to the woke mob and bring the Sisters, the Perpetual whatever, and bring them in.
Yeah.
Then once it became clear that there was outrage about them, two things could have either happened. They not cancel it and just stick to their guns, okay, and say, you know, I'm sorry for the thing, but we've invited them. We're going to come in. We're going to make sure it's respectful to all people, whatever. Or once they canceled them, they needed to stick to their guns when they canceled them. You can't re-invite.
Flip-flop.
You just build the story back up. It keeps going. You did such damage to your brand.
Yeah.
And it's a lack of leadership. It's a lack of leadership and principles. You know, Walter O'Malley is the guy that was the original owner of the Dodgers.
Hardcore Catholic, by the way.
Hardcore Irish Catholic. He never would have supported anything like this. Now, I understand we're in different times, but still, you can't bring in groups that ultimately offend people.
And a lot of people are talking about a serious boycott of the Dodgers, not going to the games, not spending money on merchandise. So this thing has a long like backlash that's going, and especially because conservatives and I think people of faith have felt empowered by what has happened with Bud Light. Bud Light sales are down 30%. Target sales were down what, $6 or $9 million or something? I think what was the Target number? Something
billion.
Crazy. Billion, yeah.
Billion. Do you know 10 billion? Is that what it is?
I think it was nine.
Nine. Okay.
Or
you
six.
Know how much I love the National Rifle Association.
Oh, 10.
What you know how much chocolate? I love, whatever. You know how much I love the National Rifle Association.
Yes, I do.
If I was in the front office of the Dodgers and they said, we want to have National Rifle Association night.
Say, no way.
I'd say, no, we're not doing
no,
that.
No, it's too controversial.
It's too controversial. It's exactly right, Jen. I'd say, we're not doing that. We're doing baseball here. Mm-hmm. We're not doing politics. We're doing baseball. So we're not going to have the National Rifle Association. We're not going to have Sisters of the Perpetual Indulgence. We're not going to have Planned Parenthood. And they're doing that, too. These pro teams are bringing Planned Parenthood in. And so it just makes for
baseball.
A bad evening.
It does. And, you know, it's not even – what I think is really annoying is that the news media says, well, it's all the anti-LGBTQ people that don't want this going on at Dodger Stadium. No one is protesting Pride Night. I mean, maybe a small group of people are. No one's protesting Pride Night. They have Latino Heritage Month. They have Black History Night. They have all
I don't think they should have any of those things.
I agree with you. I think it should just be about baseball. But okay, they do. And nobody is talking about Pride. What they're talking about is a group of people who are actively dividing us and not bringing us together. So if you want inclusivity, you're knocking out Catholics and people of faith by mocking their faith. That's not okay.
What was Venezuela's name? What's his Francisco Venezuela? What was
Fernando.
The guy's? Fernando Venezuela. That's what they should have a night. Fernando Venezuela.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando Venezuela.
Oh, good Lord. Jennifer in Long Beach, help me out here, Jennifer. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I am a former season ticket holder. My family and I, we held season tickets for 3 years. And, you know, eventually we just decided we're going to spend our money elsewhere. We need improvements at our house. But still, we go to games here and there. And it's not cheap. It's like $25 a beer. And,
yeah, it's
expensive.
You know,
last time we were there, we spent $150 on blankets because it was freezing out there. But we're done. We're done. We're done with the Dodgers. I mean, we're still fans of the team, but there's no way we're spending another dime at the stadium anymore. We're not going to any games. If anybody gives us free tickets, we're still not going to any games. This is ridiculous. I refuse to bring my children in front of that nonsense. I can't imagine what they're going to show up wearing and have to explain to kids, these freaks in costumes here. I just cannot put my mind around it.
Can I tell you what's a little sad, Jennifer?
What's that?
And this is a selfish problem. This weekend, you know, it was a little chilly. And I was just doing some errands and stuff. And I was reaching for a sweatshirt to put on. And it was my Dodgers sweatshirt. And I went, can't do it. I can't do it. Do you know how hard that is for me? I bleed Dodger blue, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
I've been a kid since I was a baby. I mean, a fan since I was a baby.
You know, grew up as a Dodger fan, too. Many fond memories of my grandparents' house, watching Dodger games, listening to them on the radio. And I can only imagine what my poor grandparents would be thinking if they were still alive today. And they were devout Catholics, church every Sunday. Yeah, it's sad. It's heartbreaking.
Thanks so much for the phone call. Real quick, Gabe in Los Angeles, you're up next. Go ahead, Gabe.
Hey, guys. You know, with something like this, I don't know why Americans don't learn from Europe. If you look at Europe and all the sports that they do, it is such a plain blanket, you know. Everybody is focused on just respecting each other, playing the game.
Hmm.
No politics.
I'm gonna say soccer is pretty, or football is pretty political and crazy.
Not really. I watch soccer from all around the world, from the Argentine League all the way to the German.
Gabe, hang on one second because we're up against a break. But
for all.
Dan, you want to jump in on this? Because you are the ultimate soccer fan. Real quick, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, maybe overall international, it's not like that. But, I mean, they're still kneeling for racism in the Premier League, I think, still. So, you know, just saying.
All right, Gabe, thanks so much for the phone call. 855-785-8255.
I can tell you this.
Tell me what?
Formula One.
Yeah.
I went into a Formula One store in Miami, and I wanted to buy a Mercedes hat because I have a Mercedes, you know, and it was $75.
What?
For a Mercedes hat. This is Formula One. Has some rich fans, I guess. I went on eBay. I bought it for $39.
Okay, good.
But I
good
think
boy.
Formula One doesn't have a lot of politics going on. Does it? It does. It
Every,
does.
Dan everything it does. Now.
Man, oh man, I'm done with sports.
I'm going to just watch the Dodgers, but I will be spending no money. That's how I equate this. All right. More street takeovers.
Is it those French drivers? That's probably the problem.
We. More street takeovers taking place this weekend. The details as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.